we're going to talk comedy. Of course, we talk comedy every night here on KFGO. Everybody says, what, Scott, we're the funniest show in town. Is that right?
Well, I say it at least.
Oh, you say it. That's right. You were the one who said it. But we're going to talk comedy with a good friend of mine, J.J. Gordon, is here. And, of course, he is a member of the Linebenders. And he himself, by the way, once ran for mayor of the city of Fargo. Big election in Moorhead right now. How are you calling it, J.J.?
Well, I got to tell you this. As long as they don't have anyone under 30 running, we don't know who's going to come in last. So,
did you come in last?
No, I didn't. I came in second to last. Behind a gentleman whose platform was, let's extend the Skyway to go all the way to Moorhead, so it's a warm place to walk all the time.
Oh, of course.
Right, which I thought was like really silly at the time, but now that I've hoofed it around downtown, that was a brilliant idea.
JJ with the Linebenders, and he has been doing shows not only in our area, but you guys have gone all around the country, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. We've been entertaining people with our oyas, you know, and the North Dakota accent all over the place. It's been great. We've been down to Texas. We were on the USS Lexington in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Oh, yeah, that must have been great, huh?
That was a ton of fun. The only problem is that there's no air conditioning, like, in the USS Lexington, like, especially in the areas that are big enough to hold, like, 500 people. So it was a lot of fans. And then a really big flag and a room full of people who are laughing and having a great time.
Now, the Linebenders are known as a improv group, right?
Correct.
Right. So when you get down there, I mean, are you known down there?
We are, yeah. In fact, I've got a great relationship with another radio personality down there. And once every other month, he'll call up and we'll do a character or something like that on the radio down there. And he keeps wanting to get us back down to Texas. And I tell him, like, it's an easy thing to get me down to Texas because I love really good Texas barbecue. So, you know, you don't even have to ask twice. You even mention it and I'm on my way.
By the way, speaking of characters, JJ is good friends, believe it or not, kids, with Santa Claus. And you provided Santa Claus for our show a couple of years ago, I think it was.
You better believe it. In fact, I got a little nervous because part of the thing was that little boy who called in and he had just been donating some things to one of the local charities. And I said, well, you've been really good. What are you going to want this year? And he goes, well, I really want a bike. And I said, well, we'll make that happen for you. And then I instantly thought, like, oh, I hope I'm not putting promises in Dad's mouth. You know?
We are going to talk a little bit about a big special show that's coming up. Actually, it's not a show. It's not two shows. It's not three. You've got four in a row coming up?
Yeah, we're calling it a mini festival.
It's not a party. It's a festival.
It's going to be a good time. I can tell you that much. That's absolutely for certain.
So it's Improv-a-ha-ha. Is that how you call it?
Yep. We went with Improv-a-looza, Improv-a-ganza, and Jake Harchie, a member of our troupe, said, why don't we just call it Improv-a-ha-ha? And so none of us could come up with anything better, so we stuck with that.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me Jake would come up with something like that.
Exactly, right? And he was quiet the whole meeting, and then he just said one word, and then boom, done.
Wow. So it's going to start up tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow night, yeah. Wednesday night, we have our first ever recording of our first improv podcast. So it'll have an interview portion with a special guest. We'll get to know them a little bit better. We've got a list of pretty insane questions to ask. And then the audience is going to ask some questions, provide some questions. And then if we're lucky, we're going to play these old radio games that are from like the golden age of radio.
Okay.
That will be a lot of fun. And then we're going to go straight into improv and it'll be a heck of a good time.
Yeah, you're recording the whole show for a podcast or just the interview part?
The whole show for a podcast.
Okay.
So
if people show up, there's a chance that they could go to your website and possibly hear themselves again if they get
involved.
Absolutely.
Especially if they've got a unique laugh.
Do a lot of people get involved with your improv or do they kind of shy away?
Oh, you know what? We've got the best thing going on for us, which is to make our shows work, we need a great audience. And so the audience get up on stage with us. You know, they interact with us the whole time. In fact, on Thursday night, the title of our show is Anyone Can Improvise. And if you've ever thought that improv comedy looks fun, if you've ever watched Whose Line and said, I could do that, all you got to do is put your name in a bucket at the end of the stage. And we're going to call out random people to come up and improvise with us in the show on Thursday. So we're really looking forward to that.
I always got nervous when I've seen your Linebender shows because I was afraid if I went up on stage, I'd play that game where somebody has to act as my arms.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't be able to get their arms around me.
Well, I've had that problem myself. usually that makes for some, either a very funny visual, it's like armpits and two hands. Like, that's all it looks like.
Little 4'10" lady trying to do trying to improv one of us. That's pretty cool. How long have you been doing this, by the way, this improv stuff?
I started in high school in 2000, so this will be 13 years going on 14 for
me. Are you telling me you were a Don Quixote?
I was a Don Quixote. Yeah. I absolutely was. In fact, a couple members of Linebenders were founding members of Don Quixotes. So, we've got a really good legacy. We've also got some of North High's old team used to be called Julia's Seizures. And I don't know what they're called now. We've got members who started doing it through FMCT when they did Tony and Tina's Wedding. And that was all character-based with some improvisation. And we've got also people who've had never stepped on stage before, but decided it looked like fun, came to some rehearsals, and are wonderful.
Is it still going strong? I know Don Quixote's is still going. You're still going. I think they had one at NDSU there for a while, didn't they?
They did. NDSU had like six different ones going at different times. One was called Chaos.
That's the one. Yeah.
Yep, Nine and Numb was another group that was through that. And Nine and Numb had a branch at NDSU and at UND at a time.
Okay.
There's a lot of improv troupes around the North Dakota area. It's really great for a high school or a college. There's a group called the Bearded Men who moved out to Minneapolis, and those guys are doing awesome stuff in Minneapolis. Yeah, wonderful stuff.
But, I think it's key for folks when they go to something like this. Wouldn't you agree that don't be afraid to come up on stage? Because if you're not funny, you guys will make them funny somehow.
Absolutely.
Turn the tables on them and let them have it.
When a client calls and they say, oh, I don't know if, the people at our insurance company would really like to go up on stage, I always tell them, man, they're going to look like a rock star when they're up there with us. That's our job, is to put the spotlight on them and make them look good.
That's pretty cool. We're going to take a brief break, and we'll be back with more with J.J. Gordon. Improv-a-ha-ha. We'll find out what the rest of the nights are going to be happening as well over at Studio 222. Back in a moment here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Happy-go-lucky me. 6:23 is our time here at KFGO, and hockey action just around the corner. J.J. Gordon joining us. Improv-a-ha-ha starts tomorrow at Studio 222. By the way, I have to tell you, man, you throw one hell of a good birthday party.
Oh, did you like that? Did you have a good time at Gordtoberfest?
Oh, my word. Where did the food that you guys had over there? Oh,
Originally my plan was I was going to have turkey, a bowl of potato chips, and some buns. And then my mother and my sister, my girlfriend, and my girlfriend's mother all said, absolutely not. We shorted out that garage like five times. We had so many crock pots plugged in. Yeah. Oh. I didn't even know they drew that much power.
Yeah, but that was food all over the place, man. It was unbelievable. Well, we talked a little bit about Wednesday's show. We touched briefly on Thursday. That's ladies' night, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Tell us about that.
So anyone can improvise is what it starts with. So if you've ever thought that looks fun, you can come on out, put your name in a bucket, and we'll include you. And then afterwards, we're doing two different long-form sets. One is a long-form set called The Tree, and everyone in the audience will have the opportunity to write an idea for a scene down on a piece of paper, put that piece of paper on the back of the stage. And then the fellows of improv of the Linebenders will improvise all those scenes, and we only have 20 minutes to get through every single piece of paper that's up there.
Wow.
So some scenes will be long, some scenes will be short, but we've got to get through every single one in 20 minutes. And then the ladies take it, and the ladies are doing something that is so unique that it'll be worth the price of admission alone. They're doing a long-form show called Dear Diary. And they're going to take, right?
I'm laughing just at that title.
The girls are all going to bring their diaries from junior high, and we are going to open to a random page, and Jake Harchi will read an excerpt from each of these, and then those excerpts will be the inspiration for the next set of scenes coming up.
Oh, that's going to be a blast. I don't have details on Friday. What's coming up Friday?
Friday is our standard improv comedy show.
Okay.
We've taken it coast to coast. People love it. It's everything from Whose Line and Nick Cannon's Wild and Out. It's so much fun, and that's at 8 and 10 o'clock on Friday.
Okay, and the last part is your mini festival is going to be on Saturday, and you've got that's a late show, right?
7:30 and 9:30.
Yeah,
7:30, 9:30, and we're calling that one the kitchen sink because we're going to roll everything we've done this week into it. So there'll be we're going to record one of our podcasts as well during that. There's going to be long form improv, short form improv, stand up comedy, sketches. Holy moly, you're going to see everything rolled into one.
Let's go through some of this again. Now, Wednesday at 7:30, that's going to be recorded for podcast.
Yep, correct. Okay.
And where are they going to find that?
That's a good question. I don't know yet. iTunes. Maybe I'll just burn it onto CDs and leave them like in the FM area. People can find them in the scavenger hunt.
Drop them off. Oh, Martha, look at this. Thursday, it's also a 7:30 show.
Correct.
Okay. Two shows on Friday.
Correct.
8 and 10 p.m. And then we also have a show on Saturday. Two shows, 7:30 and 9:30. That's the kitchen sink that you were just talking about. Tickets?
Tickets, everything $5.
Everything $5. Available at the door?
Available at the door. It opens half an hour before showtime. It's Studio 222. If you don't know where that is, it's right behind Atomic Coffee on Broadway in downtown Fargo. All ages welcome, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And they can find out more info by going to Facebook, right?
Correct. Facebook.com/linebenders.
All right. Sounds good. JJ, good seeing you again, my man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No trivia tonight for you, huh?
No, not tonight.
Okay. Have a great one, folks. Coming up next, we have hockey right here on the Mighty 790 KFGO.